A lot of times, people say middle school is the worst experience of their life. Not that I totally disagree, but 9th and 10th grade are in a tie for first place. I'm not going to sit here and read to you guys about my first date and how awkward it was, or about my psychotic mother who locks me out of the house every other hour for saying the simple word, yeah, with a little too much attitude. That's the past, and yeah, my past is a little screwed up, and sure, I'm a little beat up, but I've learned to let it go. Except for one thing, the book Have a Little Faith by Mitch Albom. I think it started in 9th grade. I've always had a lot of issues with the way I looked, but was always told that it's a typical teenage girl thing. I mean, sure, they may be right, but that didn't stop me from looking in the mirror. So I isolated myself in my room, locked the door, and turned the lights off and just thought. They say it's good to have alone time, but not for me. Being alone with no distractions probably wasn't the best idea, but it brought me to my favorite book. Mitch Albom is a phenomenal writer who tells and writes about the actual scary truth, which is something I needed to accept. The book, Have a Little Faith, is about Mitch learning how it's possible to heal and how to keep faith in the world. He follows around a local pastor while he preaches to the poor and homeless, but still remains hopeful and happy. Now, I wouldn't consider myself religious, more like spiritual. I've had a lot of things happen to me that made me question my faith, but after the reassurance of this book that this book has brought me, I will always remain faithful in humanity. You never really know what someone's going through until you actually know them. Anyways, my point here isn't trying to get you guys to convert into some who knows what religion. My point is to tell you guys to have a little faith. Looking back on my teenage girl phase, I was selfish. I took everyone and everything I had in my life for granted, thinking I could figure everything out myself. But that's not what happened. After reading the book, I learned that not everyone is as lucky as me to have a roof over my head and food to eat. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to have such an amazing book not only get me through my beginning years of high school, but also teach me to have a little faith.